3,500 freshmen at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill gathered in groups yesterday to talk about their required summer reading, Approaching the Quran. A conservative Christian group views that requirement as forced Islamic indoctrination and sued unsuccessfully to block the college from mandating the reading of the book. The university says it will help freshmen better understand Islam.
Colleges around the country take various approaches to required reading for freshmen. For example, Mount Holyoke College and Oberlin College send students one book and invite the author to speak on campus in the fall. Colorado College assigns a short story and offers an optional discussion about it during orientation.
The University of California, Berkeley has a recommended reading list for incoming freshmen. It's made up of books that someone at some point has tried to restrict or ban. Steve Tollefson is a lecturer in the school's writing programs. He joins us from Berkeley, California. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tollefson.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Give us a few titles on your list.
They're going to be familiar to most people, I think. Catcher in the Rye, House of the Spirits by Isabel Allende, Brave New World, Lord of the Flies, Slaughterhouse-Five, Song of Solomon, Toni Morrison, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and Tom Sawyer. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, The Color Purple, To Kill a Mockingbird, and another by Toni Morrison, Beloved.
Very familiar books.
Right.
Why did you choose these books?
Well, we knew that we wanted to do a list this year of banned books, but we didn't want to just make it random. Practically all good books have been banned at some point. So we actually went to the American Library Association's homepage and looked at their list of the top 100 banned books in the last 10 years. And out of that list, we picked those that we thought either students should already have read or should read at some point in their lives.
And why? Why have you collected these books, banned books? Well, what message are you trying to give to your students, your incoming freshmen?
Well, I think it's twofold. First of all, our list itself, regardless of whether it's banned books or not, is to remind incoming freshmen that they're coming to a place of intellectual inquiry and that people here read and they read all kinds of things. And most of the freshmen have just finished filling out forms and haven't had a chance to think about the intellectual aspects of this campus. But for this particular list, we really, in the last year, became concerned that a lot of places, you know, government entities are subtly beginning to restrict some of our rights in this country, and we just want to remind people that reading is really one of the important things, and that people are quite willing to ban things for all kinds of reasons, and these books do, I think, cover the entire gamut of reasons people would want to ban a book from. Politics, Slaughterhouse-Five has been banned for that reason in some places, to, just foul language, Catcher in the Rye, sexuality, The Color Purple, you name it.
Of course, the University of North Carolina is taking some flack for its recommended reading for freshmen this year. Have you ever gotten flack for your reading list?
Yes, we got quite a bit of flack, I think, 3 years ago when one of our most distinguished faculty members recommended Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And
I read that often, actually.
Well, I had never read it, and so I picked it up, and I thought, this is just a wonderful book to recommend for our students. I enjoyed it immensely, but we were made fun of.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, my pleasure.
Steve Tollefson is a lecturer in the University of California, Berkeley's writing programs.